are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics. Patriots and well-meaning serfs, welcome, welcome. It is time for your weekly dose of Red Pill Politics. I am your opinionated and abrasive host, Dave Kopasz, and it is my pleasure to be spending Saturday night with all y'all. Hope everyone's been doing well, had a fabulous week. Typical spring weather up here. Really excited to see those gardens going all over the place. I was talking to some of the nurseries and the suppliers around here, and things are flying off the shelf. Unfortunately, things are also increasing. I went in to buy some grass seed, and it doubled since last year. So, yeah, you know what? We're going to be talking about, I can tell this is going to be one of our upcoming shows, is I am going to spend the entire show harping on preparedness, and specifically gardening. I think it's timely that we do something right here in the spring. I'm going to try to get a few peeps together, and we're going to do a show just about that. All right, share some tips that will increase your yield, will incentivize you to buy heirloom seeds only, and then learn how to save those seeds, because you do not want to be in buying all your heirloom seed stock fresh every year, and especially this year. It is not going to be cheap. But I highly recommend that you do begin the purge of all the GMO Frankenfood seed that you got. This is only going to contaminate things. You want to get rid of that altogether. I do not care if it's a little bit easier for you to grow a plumper tomato. This stuff is not good, and it is not sustainable. Okay, use one of their own words. It is not sustainable, all right? These often produce fruit, and they might even have seeds. Sometimes they don't even have seeds. But when they do, the seeds are not fertile, right? Call it Terminator genes. You know, you get one crop, and that's it, and then you go and you buy the seed all over again, and they got you. So, yeah, you don't want this stuff around. We're going to be talking about heirloom seed because you want to be able to save it and share it around. Not everyone's going to be growing the same thing. And I'll tell you, I had so much fun, and it's very productive, too, as you get together and, you know, a little bit of mix of the old with the new, the old-fashioned farming and agriculture, garden growing knowledge base that's out there, combined with the technology so that we can meet and discuss online, meet each other from across the country, across the world, and, you know, begin to barter. Okay? So let's keep that in mind. In fact, we may even do it next week if I can pull that together fast enough, because it is important, and I know I'm going to be making the most out of what I have, too. Food's not going to be cheap. And it is definitely past time for us to reconnect with what it's like to actually be responsible for feeding yourself. And most people, literally most people in this country would not know what to do. They could not do it on their own. That's not a good thing, folks. Not a good thing. Happy Earth Day, everybody. Yes, indeed. The green coats have their own holiday, too, and it is Earth Day. And we're going to talk about the climate change hoax. All right, we'll talk a little bit about actual climate change, too, but we're going to focus on the hoax part because, as usual, government has come in. They politicize, monetize, and weaponize, and they've done that. And this has been turned into a political subject, And it's a natural process. We're going to talk a little bit. I don't want to bore you because I bring this up once in a while on the show, and I think it's important. You know, some of these things bear repeating so that we remember them. We're going to sharpen our argument when we go out and confront these communists. And that's what this is part of a larger communist effort to gain control of private property. And I'll have none of it. So, good stuff. I hope you're all having a wonderful weekend. Looking forward to our show tonight. As always, this is a participation sport here at Red Pill Politics. We don't have listeners. We have doers. And the call-in line is open. I'm going to invite you to call in to talk about climate change, what your thoughts are on that. I've got some good news. I told you I was going to start mixing in some good stuff. This is pretty heavy crap that we're dealing with. And it's very important that we mix in a little bit of good stuff. Something to make our heart feel good, you know, to give us purpose and hope. And that is our friends from New Hampshire. Yes, indeed, the Granite State where the porcupine lives. They came together, worked their butts off, went to St. Louis this weekend, and they are now officially affiliates of the National Constitution Party. So congratulations, you peeps in New Hampshire. All right, you got some patriots that are up there swinging for the fences now, swinging for the constitutional fences. And I love it. I am as giddy as a schoolgirl. Congratulations to all of them. They did a wonderful job. I can't wait to hear all the updates. I was unable to make it down to St. Louis, but there was a contingent of about five or six of them that did. And they made some new contacts, made a lot of new friends. They got to hear Dr. Robert Malone speak. Eric Napudi was there. I'm telling you, folks, you don't know what you're missing here. And for those that would like to get involved in maybe saving their republic, I suggest that you go to constitutionparty.com and have a look-see. And better yet, if you are from the East Coast, which is where I'm from, and I happen to be the Eastern Region Chairman for the Constitution Party, I would personally be happy to help acclimate you into our group. Every state has its own way of doing things. We're not, you know, much for micromanagement here in the Constitution Party. Every state is different. The strategy to take back their state is different. And they're given a lot of leeway to do what needs to be done. And I'm going to be coming in with some regular positive announcements and advancements towards, for example, stopping the grooming of our children. All right, homeschooling is going to be very easy for the parents in New Hampshire. I can promise you that. There's several enthusiasts that are officers and other members that are all fired up about helping the kids that are victims of the government schools. So there's going to be great things there. I can't wait. So good news and congratulations to them. My invite for the rest of you to get involved, it is still open. The light is on. Just knock at the door and come on in. You are welcome if you're about the Constitution. If you've had it with a duopoly, there are solutions. There most definitely are solutions. So, what else we got? Oh, the Fox settlement this week. You know, this whole thing is a little bit weird. Doesn't surprise me. You know, Fox News, you know, they're political whores and, you know, prostitutes too. All right. They're the other argument, the other side. We're so polarized. They would have to have a right or at least something that has the image of being right as opposed to political left. So, yeah, Fox News is the other wing of that same bird. And for them to settle in their case with Dominion, and this, again, is just an extension of what happened to most of us, what happened to me with YouTube and Facebook. You know, they developed a zero tolerance on speaking truths regarding the vaccine and speaking truths regarding the election. You were not allowed, you were stripped of your First Amendment right on those platforms for speaking the truth. Okay, this is not good. Now, with the Fox case, you know, this is a step towards making it illegal for you to question an election. You are going to be told what the results are, and it's like, you know, mic drop. That's it. This is it. You accept it and don't question it. When that day comes, when we cannot question our own elections, when we cannot force the integrity of the democracy part of our republic, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, folks, but we truly are a banana republic. You know, that is the working definition of a banana republic. So if that day ever comes, and it's close, I mean, you can't argue with me that, oh, that's ridiculous, Dave. That'll never happen here. They're, you know, they just don't really have any. You know, they may not have evidence that they're showing you on the mainstream, but that's because it's filtered out. It's like the reversal of the wrap-up smear. Go look, do a search on YouTube for Nancy Pelosi wrap-up smear. And this is kind of the opposite of that, where with the wrap-up smear, partners with political parties will go and float out articles in the press, just randomly float them out there. And then government, that political party later, goes around and says, oh, we need an investigation based on you know, evidence proposed by the Washington Post on such and such a date. And all they use is their own babble. Their own babble. It's not supported by evidence. It's only... The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts. Radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room, this is Red Pill Politics.
The Real History of Slavery. Slavery was an evil of greater scope and magnitude than most people imagine, and, as a result, its place in history is radically different from the way it is usually portrayed. Mention slavery, and immediately the image that arises is that of Africans and their descendants enslaved by Europeans and their descendants in the southern United States, or at most, Africans enslaved by Europeans in the Western Hemisphere. No other historic horror is so narrowly construed. No one thinks of war, famine, or decimating epidemics in such localized terms. These are afflictions that have been suffered by the entire human race all over the planet, and so was slavery. Had slavery been limited to one race in one country during three centuries, its tragedies would not have been one-tenth the magnitude that they were in fact. Why this provincial view of a worldwide evil? Often, it is those who are most critical of a Eurocentric view of the world who are most Eurocentric when it comes to the evils and failings of the human race. Why would anyone wish to arbitrarily understate an evil that plagued mankind for thousands of years, unless it was not this evil itself that was the real concern, but rather the present-day uses of that historic evil? Clearly, the ability to score ideological points against American society or Western civilization, or to induce guilt and thereby extract benefits from the white population today, are greatly enhanced by making enslavement appear to be a peculiarly American or a peculiarly white crime. This explanation is also consistent with the otherwise inexplicable contrast between the fiery rhetoric about past slavery in the United States, used by those who pass over in utter silence the traumas of slavery that still exist in Mauritania, the Sudan, and parts of Nigeria and Benin. Why so much more concern for dead people who are now beyond our help than for living human beings suffering the burdens and humiliations of slavery today? Why does a verbal picture of the abuses of slaves in centuries past arouse far more response than contemporary photographs of present-day slaves in Time magazine, the New York Times, or the National Geographic? It takes no more research than a trip to almost any public library or college library to show...
Thank you, Chief. Hey, welcome back to Dave's World. No, we love this gentleman, and guess what? I was just sitting here, you know, on hold to call, and Dave faded away. But do we know what Dave was talking about? There's a bunch of it. Hey, Frank, there's a bunch of echo there, Chief. So anyway, I'm glad to be here as a caller, and as soon as Dave comes back, it'll be wonderful. I'll tell you straight up, but Dave is talking the real stuff. Everybody is listening to the real world, you know, as they see it. The real world is as they see it, okay? And so they're not listening to RBN. The average Joe Smooley is not out there listening to RBN. They're listening to Fox and Friends. They're listening to CNN. They're listening to all this stuff. And so they're in this norm. And just remember, you're in a paradigm. Not only are you in a paradigm, but you are actually, you're living somebody else's life. You think it's yours because you own it. You can get up and do everything you need to do every morning. You think you own that life. But you were born into this little world, and you have to do in order to survive in this world. You have to be there.
Yep, sorry about that. I got you now. Go ahead. I'm sorry I had a connection issue on my end. Okay, sorry about that. Hey, sorry about that.
I love you, bro.
The old internet bugaboos got me there. Hey, so what do you think here with this climate change nonsense that we're dealing with? This is ramping up. We were talking about the Fox settlement with Dominion, certainly making it appear as though we, the people, are no longer able to question our own elections. What say you?
Well, hey, Dave, to tell you the truth, You're especially on with what you're talking about. As far as climate change goes, that's a big... Look, they're blaming climate change on the people when they're actually changing the climate. So they're telling us that our farts and our cows' farts and the grass and all this stuff is, you know, whatever's happening here is our fault. But they're actually doing the climate change.
Yeah. Well, some of it, I mean, there's a natural aspect to this that is going to happen no matter what. One of the topics that I studied when I was in college, I got a degree in the environmental sciences, and I did, in fact, get to study under probably one of the best soil scientists in the country and access to some incredible geologists. And up here in the Northeast and across a lot of the northern tier, there's places where you can just grab anybody with a backhoe and go out and dig a 10-foot hole and see for yourself that something massive was able to move mountains, move so many megatons of soil and material and rock and stone, change rivers. It's incredible. This happened before man, before industrialization. So there's an aspect of this that is cyclic. And at some point, the people on this planet are actually going to have to come to terms with the fact that the glaciers are going to come down where I am sitting right now, and there could be a mile of ice over my head right now. And how are we going to...
That's a million-dollar question.
Right. With our foreign policy and how we...
That's a million-dollar question. There's some point when the people are going to have to do something, right? What will it be? Is it climate change? Is it the oppression of your government? Is it the inability to do what you want to do anymore? I mean, what is that one thing that's going to take us to the point where the people say no?
I'm not sure what that is going to be. But what we should be doing is using understanding. And at the same time, unleash the entrepreneurs and the scientists. For example, in the Pacific Ocean, there is a whirlwind, an island of ash, mostly plastic. We can send ships out there that will scoop up and net up fish going one end and cans of fish the other. Entire ships that are manufacturing factories on the water. Why are we not out there scooping that crap out of the ocean in one side and spitting out a plastic mesh that floats so we can terraform it and actually grow food on it? Can you imagine?
I'll tell you why, Dave. I'll tell you why. The simple reason why is that if you've been alive longer than me, you're older than me, you know, but... If you were paying attention at all, these people have been destroying our environment, everything around us. It's almost like they're terraforming our planet for some sort of alien nation or something. I mean, they're talking about zero carbon. Holy crap, that's the entire, you know, that's the molecule that actually makes life available. I mean, isn't that intriguing to anybody? Why don't people even hear this? Why don't they understand this? When they're talking about global warming, they're talking about getting rid of the carbon. And carbon is everything for life. And
well, again, they got their heads tucked firmly up their ass because they don't understand the science. So they put out these plans and policies that are counter to what the science says. The carbon cycle is very, very prominent in understanding how things work here. And as they go on this a great crusade across the planet, like here in the States, with the rewilding of America, UN's big plan to get rid of our human footprint and revegetate everything. Now, what do you think these plants give off at night? When they transpire, you know, plants inhale and exhale. You know, it's a system that is not to be tinkered with by humans. They don't understand this, that plants, as they revegetate, as they kill us off, get rid of our asphalt, get rid of our homes, put up trees and shrubs in its place, they're giving us CO2, the very thing they're trying to get rid of us for. So their arguments are, always, they're tangled up in lies.
So why are they trying to get rid of us? And the reason they're trying to get rid of us is because they think they rule the world. And so day one, they don't think this world, look, you know, as the population grows, our farming grows. As the population grows. Now, when we really are ready to be depopulated is when we can't grow enough food to feed these people. But look what these people did. They didn't just tell us that they want us dead. They took our vegetables and they turned them into GMOs. They turned them into all this other garbage and stuff. I mean, read your bag of chips before you eat it. See what's in there. It's not just fucking flipping potatoes and whatnot. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So there's a whole bunch.
We better start pushing for labeling in our food right now more than ever. Because we know the vaccines are showing up in our food, and we don't know where. So first and foremost, before we can, I don't know that we're going to be able to stop them from doing it. I think they already are. We got to aggressively have people out there pushing for truth in labeling. Just so folks wake up to the fact they're killing themselves. They got to start growing their own food.
No, we're killing our own selves because we won't take our own selves and make something of it. We're living the life that was put in front of us, and that's what's terrible. What's presented to us is all the opportunities that we see, and you got people like Alan. I'm staying with Alan right now in Texas, and he's an individual. He's off the grid as far as he can possibly be, and he doesn't want to be on the grid at all. And people could actually do that. But no, we all integrated into this little rectangle phone and this PC, and you know that's where we're at. That's where we're going. And you know it's progression. Everybody wants to progress with this stuff, and it's taking us into a world that we can't live in. And why? Because it's another part of depopulation. They want us to go insane. They want us to go crazy. They only want people they can control. I mean, George Carlin said it well. It's a big club, and we're not in it. But he also says several other things. The beauty about George Carlin is that at the end of his career, he actually spilled the beans. You know, look, they don't like us. We're goyim, and those people who call us goyim, they're in charge, and. We're just little pieces of crap on a screen. We're little amoebas underneath the microscope. They don't care about us. And people need to realize that is exactly what's going on right now, is that they don't care about you. But they've got us so appeased. Everybody's in their little lifestyle. Everything is going the way they planned it. And, you know, everything got a little more expensive, but that's cool. We can handle it because guess what? We're doing fine. And they're just going along. And finally, it's going to all bust, Dave. And when it finally all busts, what is going to happen? And that's what I'm seeing here. And that's my shame. In my conversation is my shame is wish I could have put it out a lot sooner, but it's coming.
Yeah, it is. Well, out of what is heading our way, and that's going to become obvious. There's going to be people out there that are completely lost and oblivious. Who come to the table with nothing and totally frantic and panicked. And you know what? It's sad to say some of those are going to have to continue their path.
Okay, hey, so is that all right if I hang on then?
I got a commercial coming in here in a minute, and then I got four other callers. I do thank you for calling in, Dolph, and appreciate your input.
Thank you, my friend. Yep. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks, Andy. Andy from Texas. Apologize for the snafu there, folks. Had a little network issue here, but we have got a break coming up. We're going to regroup and get back to our callers right after that. Please do head over to republicbroadcasting.org and check us out. We'll see you right after the break.
The enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Information. Give you the info that you're going to get from Republic Broadcasting Network and Red Pill Politics. And do get on our mailing list also, redpillpolitics.tv. You can check out the archives we have there and other snarky musings. Love to have you aboard. We got a few callers stacked up here. Tonight we're talking about the climate change hoax. Some success within the Constitution Party up in the great state of New Hampshire, and the Fox News settlement with Dominion. Let's get started here. We got Mike of Kentucky. How are you tonight, Mike?
Well, I called in about climate change. You initially talked about before your Skype hiccups, but I noticed in... Of course, I grew up here in Kentucky. It's the main east-west, one of the main east-west air corridors, so we were always plane spotting, plane watching, stuff like that since my days as a boy out burning garbage, you know. We take the garbage out and burn it and watch the planes fly over. And, you know, the 747 was the only plane that had these high bypass turbines that they have now on just about everything. It used to be the jets had four smaller jet engines on them, like the L-1011 or TriStar. They didn't have these big, huge, you know, turbofans. And of course, because of September 11th, I got back into looking into science of aviation and stuff. I actually had a class in the 80s of science of aviation. Could never afford the pilot lessons and ground school and that kind of stuff. Essentially, that class was ground school, but you had to go find somehow and pay for your own flight time, rent a plane, or know somebody to get actually a pilot license. So when it comes to this sort of stuff, you can look up a lot of it and realize that these interests behind the scenes can do things like simplistically was depicted in the remake of Trading Places. If you remember that movie with Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd, Aaron Russo directed it. Yeah. And it was possibly one of the things that set Aaron Russo off on his, you know, mad as hell path that he went on, you know, and he did a couple of films, you know, of his own before he died of cancer. But they were manipulating the orange concentrate, frozen orange juice futures in that movie plot. So if you can steer and or create bomb cyclones like what happened in 2019, remember Trump had the trade war with China and he kind of set it up, there was something like 11.5 billion bushels of grain was lost because the farmers were leaving it in their silos waiting for the price to come back up. So we had three bomb cyclones in the United States, and there was three in China, and it ruined all kinds of agricultural commodities. Besides that 11.5 billion bushels of grain in America, there was estimated 1 million livestock, mostly pork, in America was killed. And I talked to truckers, you know, for years after that. They said, well, there's a lot of infrastructure. It's never been fixed. There's never, you know, bridges and railroads that are still out, you know, and you have to be routed around some of this in order to get the freight where it needs to go for these cross over the road truckers, you know.
Yeah, but so used to for good and bad both. I mean, it can bring rain where there's drought, but it can also bring drought where it is strategically needed to achieve a political or geopolitical endpoint.
Yeah, you're stealing my thunder a little bit. Hurricane Florence, I was watching that from the early projections of Hurricane Florence was headed straight into North Carolina, and its path was coming right across to eastern Kentucky. Well, I knew all along the eastern seaboard is all these nuclear steam plants, and I was like, oh, Lordy, I'm going to have to go visit some friends and relatives in Texas, you know, take off on a right angle, because, and there was one incident where they couldn't reach the nuclear steam plant because it was flooded, and so there was one incident reported to the National Nuclear Regulatory Committee. But what happened to that storm, instead of coming straight in, as it, and I've got an ex-Navy weather guru that has a kind of a whole science team that he consults with, and he noticed the same thing I did. We talked about it live on the air. I think I may have a video of it. But when Hurricane Florence came in, the barometric pressure continued to drop in the storm. But instead of going to Category 4 to 5, the wind speed dropped, which is the opposite of what normally happens. And this thing, just like was declassified, and you can find the documents on weathermodificationhistory.com or .org, I think it is. Anyway, there's a guy that's got a page up about all the stuff that's been declassified since the 40s. And this storm turned left and it diminished in intensity. It went down to like a category 2 and went into South Carolina instead of North Carolina. And so instead of the...
Use this technology to send typhoons and flooding rain in the Ho Chi Minh Trail back during the war.
So right, that's Operation Popeye. But what I'm talking about is simple to do. It doesn't require a huge amount of technology. And they've done it since, you know, the early 50s. They goofed up on a storm and sent it like Superstorm Sandy. It turned left and went intensified and went into New Jersey way back in, I think, in the early 50s. Right now I can't remember the name of the project, but they were estimating the damage from Florence to be $22 to $25 billion if it had went in on the path that it was projected to go on. I collected up several of these, but when it went left like it did and diminished down to 2.5 category, went into Charleston, South Carolina, and hit all that real estate along Myrtle Beach and North Myrtle Beach, it only did $2.5 billion. So the insurance industry has every reason to support this and keep it quiet, because you think about the people in South Carolina that got hit by that, they'd be my fire hot mad. You mean you steered this into us?
Well, anyone that's trading stocks on the market would be interested in knowing
exactly
this too.
Insider trading on all the tomatoes or whatever the crops were, the agriculture futures for South Carolina. And so it ended up looping around through the South Carolina, up through Tennessee, and still ended up in eastern Kentucky. But, man, the damage was one-tenth of what was initially.
That's definitely something that has to be reined in. We have to know what they're doing there. It's very real. That it's well established that they've been doing it.
National security.
And the knowledge on it. Mike, I got to let you go. I got like five more followers on here, but I appreciate your comments. I agree. This is the problem. People got to face it and acknowledge it. Mike of Kentucky. We have got a few callers up here. We got Pat from Texas, James from Vancouver, Chance from West Virginia, Tom in Utah, Stella in Texas. Going to do the best I can to get to everybody, but let's hop on real quick, make your statement, and try to get through these callers. Pat from Texas, how are you this evening? You're on the air.
Hi. Well, I called because I have aught with you. I knew that you were big in the Constitution Party. As far as I'm concerned, Phillips messed up the Constitution Party because he traveled with a female that wasn't his wife. And you just don't do anything like that because they can come after you. Okay? So, the Constitution Party voted 5% in Georgia. That's how we lost the Senate. If we'd have had those 5% of the Constitution parties actually voting Republican, we would now have the Senate.
And, I disagree with you, Pat. This is one of the few times I'll disagree with you, is that you can't vote for a Republican and vote for Constitution. These people are not your friends. And they will do it. They will shame you every single time. They'll say, if you don't vote for us, it's a vote for the other side. And they'll try to shame you into it every time. And they know, and when you give in and say, okay, I'll vote Republican this time, hold my nose, but only this time, and they'll do it again and again and again.
I need to take callers. Mark Levine, he wants a constitutional convention. He has hired a veteran, full-time, a military veteran, to work for that. The man comes around and he puts tiny little things in your personal column in the newspaper. They have private meetings where they're going to take the Constitution away from you. If we have a convention, it'll be gone. So then what will your Constitution Party be like?
It'll be full of people that have dug their heels in and are committed to the Constitution. I can't think of a state Republican Party at this point that's worth a piss hole in the snow.
I'm talking about Mark Levine and the convention of states that he wants, and the senator from Utah got voted out. He was putting in the implementation of the Constitutional Convention, and you don't even know who would go. You wouldn't even have any say to who was going to go there. It's crazy. I mean,
I'm not in favor of Article 5 either, but I'm not in favor of standing down to Republicans any longer either.
Mark Levin, he's out there working full time to get it done, and I have a copy. I got almost a copy of what they're going to put on the table. It's called the New States Constitution. You won't even have a trial by jury in that. Come on. We got to, if we could get Trump in there, he might even use those patents he has for free energy. We wouldn't even have to worry about all the things we worry about, nuclear radiation from plants, you know, being in the, and another thing is, Mike from Kentucky, he needs to know that prayer will change the way a tornado goes. I know all about it.
I believe prayer will change a lot of things, not just
That's right. And when the Republicans took, when the Christians took over the Republican Party, there's always somebody there to take credit for it. Newt Gingrich, he took credit for it. He didn't do a thing. Okay.
McConnell, that's something. There's a turd in the punch bowl right there. Mitt Romney, I come from the state of Massachusetts. Obama, he ain't smart enough to come up with that on his own, that Obamacare. That started as Romneycare. That was your first taste of socialist medicine. It was from a Republican named Mitt Romney. Willard.
Yeah.
There he is, sleeping on Utah now. They can't get rid of him. So what do we do, not run a Constitution Party in Utah because Mitt Romney's there? I don't think so. They're going to have to become more constitutional. When you leave those guys alone, they're so squishy, they thought they could survive by out-democrating the Democrats. Well, now they got a challenge. They're going to have to out-Constitution Parties. But I appreciate your views. And I encourage you to call in again, Pat.
I remember seeing how something was going to go, and I called people, and I said, you better pray. It's coming your way. It's not coming the way they said it's going to come. And they start praying, and then, that's the strangest tornado I ever seen, or hurricane. Look how it meandered all over the place. Right. That's right, because Jesus gave us the power over the wind when he said, you're going to do everything I do and more.
Yeah, he can protect people, and he will heal and bless and heal a righteous nation. We got to find our way again. Pat, thanks for the call. We're going to go now to Chance from West Virginia. How are you, Chance?
Little Pete, Dave, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, brother. How's things in West Virginia tonight?
Pretty good. You know, Dave, you nailed it. You banged a gong when you said heirloom seeds, non-hybrid, non-GMO. That's the ticket, brother. I've been jumping on that a couple of months ago, and that's good advice right there, Dave. That's where it's at. That's the ticket.
Yeah, let a couple of those things go to full maturity and then go by. You know, let them over-ripen and then harvest some seeds. Do a quick search on how to do it and save and label them, keep them preserved for the season. You know, they're going to be worth their weight in gold, literally.
That's it, brother. I'm going to make two quick points so you can get your other callers on. You know, this Earth Day, which is today, right?
Yeah.
This was sponsored in 1970 by a Democrat liberal communist senator from Wisconsin, Gaylord Nelson. And guess who was a featured speaker, Little Feed Dave? Remember Ira Einhorn, the unicorn? The guy who murdered that girl and put her in the trunk? He was the featured speaker at that 1970 Earth Day Summit.
Yeah, Rachel Carson, the author of Silent Spring, was a big impetus for that, too.
Yep. I kid you not. I think they caught him in France, like, I don't know, what, 20 years ago, finally, they caught up to his ass.
Yeah,
and you know what?
I got a break in 1 minute there. What's your second point?
I'm gonna take one quick point, and I'm going. I think the globalists are terrified of RFK Jr. That's what I think at this point. All right, Pete, Dave, you have a good one.
Yeah, thank you for the call. I was Chance from West Virginia. I agree. As soon as you announced, man, the progressive came unglued, man. Their butts are all puckered right now. They don't know what to do with this guy. So they immediately went on a character assassination. And that's all you're going to see from them. They're not going to attack the policies he stands for. They're just going to attack him. I don't know. It's going to be an exciting election. The Republic Broadcast Network. Stay tuned. Be right back.
I've got that lightning inside me, son of a god. I'm like a titan that's rising, oh, just you watch. I'm stepping into fate. There is no time to waste. I've got that lightning inside me. This.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Politics, redpillpolitics.tv. Get signed up, check out our other snarky musings, and of course, head over to republicbroadcasting.org where you can check out the other programmers. Lots of great stuff. Programs 7 days a week you choose from. One click player so even progressives can listen. Check it out, share it around, and hit that donation button. We got two more callers. Going to have to make it quick. First, we got Tom from Utah. 1 minute. What's your comment? What you got for me, brother?
Well, earlier today there was a reference to the weapon behind every blade of grass as a deterrent to the Chinese or Japanese invasion. But I just remember that in order for a weapon to be of any value, you have to have a statesman who is physically fit and mentally fit behind it. And I'm looking around at our statesmen, and they're disappearing. And I'm waiting for RBN to actually put on a program that helps the statesmen stay physically and mentally fit. If we're diabetic, if we're in a wheelchair, if we're in a gurney, we're no good.
Yeah, you know, I won't spend some time on that. As I mentioned in the beginning of the show, not only, I mean, if you eat healthy, that's like 80% of the battle. It really is. If we stopped eating the crap that we do and ate like I did when I was a kid, I ate out of a garden. You know, that's where the tires meet the road with your health in most things. I agree with that. And feeding your brain, we've got to get our kids out of the schools or we're in trouble. You're not going to, you're never going to produce a statesman from a government school. So we got to sever that link, that tether that we have, and start homeschooling our kids, private schools, any alternative that frees their mind and will produce statesmen. Totally agree. Thanks for the call, Tom. I got one more call. We're actually going to make it.
Go for it.
Stella from Texas. How are you tonight, Stella?
Hi there. I'm a mother by choice, for choice, and I'd like to talk about the women's rights in Texas. It's crazy. Abortion is my choice. It's my body. I make the choice for it. I don't understand why Texas outlaws abortion.
Well, everything that exists in the Constitution, and myself, I'm a Christian.
The Constitution, the word abortion is not in the Constitution. There's not a single word.
No,
not a single mention of the word abortion in Texas.
It's about the individual.
In the Constitution.
Every God-given right to the individual. All right, you have,
yes.
But here's the thing I would like to say, Stella, is with rights come responsibility.
Agreed.
Right. Okay, so when this started out, abortion started out for only rape and incest. And we have people now pulling babies out of the mother.
Where do you cite your sources, yeah.
Okay. I've got a buffer music coming in on me. I think we're going to disagree with this on a few
levels. You can't cite your sources.
Next week at the show, and we'll pick this up. I promise. For those listening, please do stop by republicbroadcasting.org, redpillpolitics.tv. Get yourself on the mailing list. Love and appreciate y'all. Fly your flags high. Keep your powder dry. And love each other out there. We'll see you next week.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.